Hi, Language Arts Lady here with another episode of 10 Minute Grammar. This is episode number 8 in our podcast, but this is specifically parts of speech number 7 in the series, The Order of Parts of Speech. So let's recap the last few episodes. We started out with a general description of why we have an order, a part of speech, why we would want to go in a certain order, what kind of would be the benchmarks that we would use for determining the order of parts of speech, and so forth, episode 1. Then we went into part of speech number 1. And if you remember, a couple criteria that we had were, number 1, that the parts of speech would build up to sentence building, sentence creation, right? Grammar is for speaking and writing. So we didn't want just to randomly teach parts of speech. We wanted it to lead to sentence writing as soon as possible. So in that regard, we need a subject and verb pretty quickly, right? So we started out, but then another criterion was that we would have the parts of speech linked so that if we taught something, then the next thing that we taught would have something to do with the previous one or would be needed or would be linked in some way, and that we would teach things that are linked to each other, that are needed together, like adjectives with nouns, adverbs with verbs, pronouns after nouns, right? Because pronouns are for nouns, so we don't want to teach pronouns before we ever teach nouns. And then also that the real confusing ones, like, for example, nouns and pronouns, kids think those are the same things. Adjectives and adverbs, those are super confusing. The two of them are confused with each other. Teach those apart. So we started out with noun markers / articles. And a, the, three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. Simple Simon, we can start out with something that is easily memorized with only three different words that even are part of that part of speech. So that was really easy. Then we went to nouns because articles / noun markers mark a noun. They tell us a noun is coming. So it made sense to get those nouns in. Also, it makes sense because nouns can be used as subjects. We want to get started writing as soon as possible. So that was the cat. All right, so that's our noun marker and our noun. Then we did adjective because adjectives generally describe nouns. They can also describe pronouns, but we are only doing the bare minimum surface of parts of speech in this order, right? This is like an introduction. We're not going to talk about predicate adjectives and how they go back and describe pronouns and things like that. So generally speaking, adjectives will describe nouns, so let's put them right with it right away. So then that took us to the sneaky cat. Article, noun, adjective, or flip that. Article / noun marker, adjective, then noun, because usually the adjective sounds better when it comes right before the noun. All right, so then we need a verb because we've got to get to sentence building. So that was next, the sneaky cat climbs, period, right? If you've gotten my caves posters, capital all makes sense verb in marked subject, you know that those five elements have to be in any sentence. So then that we are ready to start sentence building. So much we can do with just those four parts of speech. We can even take off noun markers and just have adjectives, happy dogs jump, right? Or we could say the happy dogs or a happy dog, right? Or an unhappy dog. So that we would be covered in those situations with those first four parts of speech as far as our sentence building. All right, so today's seventh part is prepositions. And while prepositions don't need to be taught early on for sentence building, they do need to be taught early on for memorizing because there are so many of them. So my level second grade kids, they start memorizing prepositions right away. And I don't like to have kids memorize a ton of stuff without any purpose for it. But prepositions we can start pretty quickly because they can learn how to at least put them in, like, over the bridge, under the bridge, beneath the bridge, beside the bridge, between the bridge, right? They can start using at least prepositional phrases here and there pretty quickly. But the reason I want them to start memorizing them is because there are over 200 prepositions. When we consider one-word prepositions and multi-word prepositions and compound word prepositions and so forth, over 200 of them. So it's a good to get started, and those are easy to memorize. So we can start memorizing those early on. But as far as sentence building, it is going to be our seventh part of speech. So we had the cat, the sneaky cat climbs, and then we did adverbs, the sneaky cat climbs easily. Then we did pronouns, the sneaky cat climbs easily, he uses his claws. Two sentences, actually. All right, so now we're going to add that prepositional phrase, he uses his claws on the trees. All right, and prepositions, because there are so many of them, and they are so useful to writing, there are many, many ways to learn them. So I just want to talk about a few of these ways and some of the pros and cons to give you some ways to go in learning them or in starting to teach your students the many, many prepositions that are out there. Okay, so first of all, many of us learned prepositions, and I did when I was in school, in kind of a sing-song rhyme, not really a rhyme, but a sing-song or song format. And I have students all the time who come and they say, okay, we're learning prepositions. I already know 30 prepositions. I already learned all that. And I'm like, honey, there are 200 prepositions. You know 30 of the 200. You don't even know, how does that even go? 30 into, you don't even know a seventh of them, right? You don't even know a seventh of the prepositions that you need to learn. I mean, I like for my kids to know at least 100 by the time they're done with junior high. And a few more than that, you know, throughout high school. Because if you only learn 30, you can only use 30. You can only recognize 30, right? And the reasons for prepositions are so we can have subject-verb agreement, so we can use openers, so we can get more information. They're such vital parts of speech that to only know, you know, 1/7 of them is not going to really help students as much as we need to help them. Okay, so with that, you can do the sing-song thing. And when the kids come to me, I say, that's great. You already know 30. We're going to keep building until you get 100. And they're like, 100? There are 100 prepositions, right? And I tell them that the fact that you know 30 with a song or a rhyme or a sing-song or a chant is great. That is such a great start. So we'll just keep building on that. Okay, so if you are one of these who've taught your kids 30 of them, let's build on that. So a lot of times they'll come and they'll say, I already know, aboard, about, a lot, you know, among, amidst, you know, after, around, along, I don't even know the song anymore, by, beside, between, betwixt, you know, whatever, betwixt. My kids love to use that one. But then we're going to build on that. So if they have a rhyme or a sing song or something like that, that's great. But then I teach prepositions using a check sentence. And a preposition check sentence means that they have a sentence that they can always use in their minds. They memorize it. I put it on the board at first. We work through prepositions like this, that they have a sentence that nearly all the prepositions will fit into. So, of course, prepositions, the first rhyme we learn is preposition, show position. That is like 90% of prepositions' purposes is to show position. So we know that that rhyme is true, preposition, show position. And then I teach them the first check sentence, which could be any number of things, but it's going to be the spatial one. It is going to be spatial, and then they can have different expressions of that. So spatial means space. So it's going to show space. It's going to show position. It's going to really literally be preposition, show position. All right. And then for my little guys, they do something like a little toilet tissue tube and a little character, Spidey or Polly Pocket or Barbie or Lego Man, whatever is around the tube, in the tube, away from the tube, through the tube, throughout the tube, and so forth. I have a product called Bugs on a Log, which has them gluing bugs all over the page with the, all around the log. And so, so cute. And so they are on the log, under the log, through the log, between the logs, around the logs, away from the logs, and so forth. We also have a check sentence with the angel. The angel flew blank the clouds, around the clouds, over the clouds, through the clouds, and so forth. Same thing is true with plane. The plane flew through the clouds, around the clouds, over the clouds, between the clouds, among the clouds, amongst the clouds, away from the clouds, into the clouds, through the clouds, throughout the clouds, with the clouds, within the clouds, along the clouds, alongside of the clouds, and so forth. And we can also, then I have a couple of other products that are more specific, like I have a Beauty and the Beast one, which teaches, they can use Beauty or they can use one of the characters, they can use Luminaire, they can use the Beast, and he can be in the castle, through the castle, around the castle, you know, whatever, with the Beauty and the Beast characters and the castle, and that is a physical, reprint it out, you cut it out, it's colorful, and then you you actually position, right? That is a lot of, you know, physicality too, that they're bringing to the memory process. And then I have one for Christmas, which has either Santa or the reindeers or the angels flying around the clouds, through the clouds and stuff like that over a cityscape. So, or a Bethlehemscape, depending on which one you choose. So those check sentences are valuable for teaching prepositions because they can get up to 100 right away, right? And the products that I have, they have 7 different ways. So they use them, they learn them by beginning letters, they learn them by synonyms, they learn them by antonyms, they learn them by the check sentence, they learn them by opposites, they learn them by time. And so they have like 7 different modes of learning prepositions, including my free preposition checklist. It has little cards with that are free for students to have their modes of learning the prepositions on a card right beside them to practice. All right, and then the next reason for prepositions is to show time. And in that case, we use another check sentence, and it is the boy played blank class, before class, after class, whatever that might be. The Santa laughed during dinner, after dinner, before dinner. Beast laughed before dinner and after dinner, whatever. The pilot slept before takeoff, after takeoff, during takeoff, right? And so those are all time related. And like 90% are spatial and about 10% are time, maybe 85-15. But it's not that they don't need the time ones, it's just that there are fewer of those. So this is a very, very elementary introduction to teaching prepositions. I hope you'll check out some of my products at Language Arts Ladies Store or Teachers Pay Teacher Store to help you with this process. Very inexpensive, downloadable products that can have your student learning prepositions, 100 of them within a couple of months. I'll see you next time on 10 Minute Grammar.